Now, the latest from Cairo News Radio and MyNorthwest.com.
I'm Paul Holden. The state Senate releases a proposed capital budget totaling nearly $1 billion. Cairo News Radio's Hannah Scott reports.
Democratic Senator David Frost says an historic $472 million of that will cover grants and loans to invest in affordable housing, including $376 million for the Rapid Housing Acquisition Program.
It's designed for Commerce to get the money out and deploy quickly and rapidly to try to assist people getting into housing as soon as we can, rather than have them living in tents.
The proposal also invests a landmark $115 million for a grant program to help with the cost of replacing or seismically retrofitting school buildings in high seismic areas and tsunami zones. Hannah Scott, Cairo News Radio.
School is back in session for the Richland School District Friday. A motion to delay the voluntary mask rule from earlier this week passed 4-1 at an emergency board meeting on Thursday. The rule will now go into effect March 21st, in line with the lifting of the mask mandate for most buildings in Washington. Speaking at the meeting, president of the Richland School Board, Jill Audson, says...
And I appreciate every one of the board members standing by what they believe. Please don't take any of the votes as a direction that our board members don't care about our kids and our community.
A Ukrainian woman who lives in Seattle tells us no one she knows has left Ukraine because of the threat of Russian invasion. Katrina Sadova says many are defiant.
No one is leaving. No one is going anywhere. No one is trying to cross borders and flee. Even those that do have the opportunity to do so. The refrain that I hear is, well, if they do, I hope they don't, but if they do, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to fight. This is my home.
Sadova says Ukrainians are telling her they have faith in their military and government to protect them. The Annapolis to Bremerton ferry will resume full service Friday. Kitsap County ferries have had numerous cutbacks the past month because of staffing and boat troubles. Cloudy and cool overnight for your Cairo News Radio forecast. Lows in the low 40s. Cloudy for your Friday. Highs only in the high 40s to low 50s. I'm Paul Holden, Cairo News Radio.
Your best source for local news, serving Western Washington and the world with a Cairo News Radio app. Always streaming live on your smart speakers. You're listening to Cairo News Radio, Northwest News.